It was 40 years ago today that President Richard Nixon made history and surprised the world. He became the first sitting American president to visit China.
On hand to greet him in Peking were Premier Chou Enlai, other officials, and a 500-man military guard, but no large crowds of onlookers. The president and Henry Kissinger were whisked away to a one-hour meeting with Chairman Mao Zedong.
Mr. Nixon's trip came at the peak of Cold War tensions between East and West. By 1972, the U.S. and China had gone nearly a quarter of a century with almost no official contact, not since 1948 when the communists took over mainland China. At a state banquet with Prime Minister Zhou Enlai, Mr. Nixon envisioned a transformational outcome.
Mr. Prime Minister, I wish to thank you for your very gracious and eloquent remarks. What we do here can change the world.
Relations between the two nations at first were mostly symbolic, pandas loaned to American zoos, ping pong tournaments, that sort of thing. But 40 years later, trade between the two countries has hit almost $500 billion a year. It's now predicted that 4 years from now, China's economy will be bigger than the U.S.'s. So the world does indeed seem to have changed.